Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us what rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, we just thank him for keeping us and keeping us close in our right mind and blood running warm in our vein. I tell you, so much going on, as I say, from day to day and from week to week. Things ain't changing, ain't getting no better. I mean, things are changing, but it ain't getting no better. You know, and the Bible has warned us of all these things we see. Signs of the time all around about us, y'all. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I tell you, I don't know where I would be. I mean, it's so much stuff we're hearing from day to day where the enemy knows that he has but a short time. He knows you're running out of time. And he wants your soul. God wants your soul and the devil wants your soul. Come on, he playing for keeps, y'all. He's not playing. The devil is real and God is real. And they both want your soul. But who will you let control? It's your choice. It's your choice. And they say it's your call. You know, you have to choose whom you will serve. Come on, y'all. Running out of time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for another day you kept us. And you didn't have to do it, but you did. And we said thank you on today. We thank you, O God, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us to continue to lead us and guide us in this last hour. O God, chaos and confusion all around about us, O God. O God, there's so much, O God, to pray for in this last hour. O God, we pray for those that have lost loved ones. We pray for those that are suicidal. We pray for those that are sick in their bodies. On today, God, we pray for those that has respiratory problems and bronchitis and just asthma. Just so many things the enemy is trying to send to your body. Send it back in the name of Jesus. You say you're the Lord, that God that healeth thee. And we thank you for it. On today, God, we pray for our family. On today, God, we pray for those on the prayer list, oh God, that we're not even calling by name, but you know, oh God, each and every one of them by their name, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus for those families, oh God, that had loved ones that was taken through the tragedy, oh God, of the bridge in Baltimore, God. We pray for all those families, oh God. Oh, God, so much going on around about us, God. Help us to seek your face like never before. God, we pray for all those that are in the military, oh, God, that's fighting, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray for those, oh, God, in the name of Jesus that was once in the military that still have mental issues and, oh, God, physical issues, and, oh, God, spiritual issues, oh, God, and we pray for, oh, God, all the non-believers, oh, God, and we pray for the believers that are yet still holding on, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray for our neighbors and our friends and our enemies, oh, God, people that hate us without a cause. Oh, God, we pray for our children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters and moms and dads. We pray for families, oh, God. Oh, God, it's a praying time. Oh, God, we pray for young men that lost his leg during the train incident, oh, God. And we pray for the young man that mind is demonic, oh, God. Oh, God, that took over the young man's leg. Oh, God, we pray for that man. Oh, my God, we pray for people mad today. God, you said in your word, oh, God, that men's heart, oh, God, was continuously evil, oh, God. And we pray, oh, God, and your word said that every wicked imagination of man's thoughts was evil. Continuously, oh God. Oh God, we pray for the sick nation. Oh God, we pray for leaders that are leading people away and astray. We pray, God, for pastors. Oh God, that have lost their way. Oh God, that they will come back to the knowledge of the truth before time is too late. We pray for those that are hindrance, oh God, in the body of Christ. False prophets and false teachers and false leaders. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus. We pray for salvation and deliverance in their lives, God. We rebuke everything they're doing that's not like you, oh God, to try to destroy the body of Christ. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for America. Oh, God, you said a nation that forgets you, oh, God, shall be cast into hell, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, that this nation will repent. Oh, God, we pray for the sin-sick nation that violence is filling the land, oh, God. We pray against all these new laws, oh, God, that come in effect to try to destroy our families, oh God. Oh God, laws, gun laws, oh God, and alcohol laws, and oh God, a freedom to just to do whatever man wants to do, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus. Your word, oh God, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Your word, oh God, will lead us and guide us into all truth. Oh God, I pray that people will get a mind to want to serve you, oh God. A mind to yield their will to you, oh God, that they will say, not my will, but thy will be done, God. We pray for this nation that's full of witchcraft, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and spells and every wicked abomination, oh God, against your word, oh God, that people will be able to stand and haven't done all to remain standing. We pray, oh God, for those that are still yet holding on to the blood-stained banner. Father, Lord, we pray and plead the blood of Jesus over you on today. We pray that you will put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand and haven't done all to remain standing. Oh, God, we pray for our schools and we pray for our children and youth. Oh, God, pray for teachers, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, for all those that are in authority. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you say, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, oh, God, and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then you will forgive our sins and heal the land, God. This land is sick, oh, God. This land needs you. Oh, God, we just pray, oh, God. Peace of Jerusalem, God. You said pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Oh, God, we just pray on today. Oh, God, that you just have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus. He woke you up this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Started you on your way. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Said in everything, give thanks. It said in it, not for it, but in everything, give him thanks on today. And we say the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, God, think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay each time I have an opportunity to share your word, oh, God. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, and somebody is defeated. Go Come on, tell the devil he's defeated. He wants you. As I always say, those that he don't have, he wants you back. And those that he have, he wants to keep. But don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. Everybody have free will and choice, you know. But we pray that you'll make the right choice in this last hour. We at the Ready Church just want to make a difference in your life. As I said, you know, we heard of the tragic situation with the Baltimore Bridge. And then one of the young ladies sent me a video with a young man that had been hit by a train. And the young man, man came by and just picked up his leg and ran with it and was eating his flesh. Oh, come on, y'all. Oh, my Lord. Demonic. Y'all don't believe that demons are real? Oh, my God. Who's killing? Who's stealing? Who's destroying people's lives? When the Bible says that the devil cometh to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So we know that's his mission. That's Satan's mission. Killing, stealing, and destroying. But God said in his word that he comes to give us life. And that life more abundantly in Christ. Who would want abundant life? I want abundant life in Christ on today. You know, in my studies today, I was thinking, I said, Lord, sometimes I feel like Jeremiah. And he took me to the book of Jeremiah, you know. And I thank God for his word. His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, y'all. I mean, it's so much going on. It's so much we could talk about. I'm so disturbed because of the things you see. Even there was another incident where our two twin sisters, that's disturbing. The young lady didn't even know the young man. And because of rejection, he took her life. Oh, my God, it's so much.
Hi,
my grandson. Up and running. Thank God. But I was saying that it's just so much. It's so much going on, y'all. It's tragic, tragedy all around about us. But thank God that He's here. Thank you, God. You're never alone. You may say there's some tragic situation taking place in your life. But he's the footprints in the sand that you didn't even know was there. You know, God is God. He's still God. He's still the true and living God. I know we got so many false prophets and false teachers and false leaders spreading all this, you know, garbage, you know, to the body of Christ. We got to get in our word, y'all. You got to get in your Bible. And you just can't even get in any Bible. You need to get in the King James Version. Get the King James. A lot of people don't even know that, you know, the NIV is tainted. It's international version. That's for any and everybody. That's that New Age Bible. They have changed or took some words out and, you know, and added some words, and the Bible talks about it in the book of Revelation, said don't add or take away from his word. But a lot of these pastors today with these false prophets and false teachers are taken away from the word of God. As I say, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a pastor, but I know God's word because I read it, you know. If you don't understand it, the Bible said, let them that don't understand, let them pray and ask of God. Pray before you pick it up. Ask God to, you know, to show you, to lead you, guide you, to open up your understanding to his word, and he will do it. You know, and as I say, you know, just thinking about, you know, all this stuff that's going on around about us, you know, just like today, there's so many false prophets and false teachers. And, you know, and the Bible said that many shall be deceived. And then say a few. The Bible said a many. Many people are going to be deceived, y'all. He didn't say a few. He said many shall be deceived in this last hour, you know. But you don't have to be deceived because you got the word of God. And as I was saying, just don't pick up in the Bible, because some of these leaders, they don't start making their own Bible. T.D. Jakes got a Bible. Joel Osteen got a Bible. George Mike got a Bible. It's so many leaders. Oh, my God. Why do they need to make a Bible when all we got to do is just stick with God's word? We don't need man's thought. We need God's word. But that's to distract you, to take you away from the Bible, take you away from the word of God, so that you won't know truth. He said many false prophets, and he said expose them. You know, if, how you going to know truth if you don't expose what's wrong? Oh, my God. It's just so much stuff going on in this world today, you know. And as I was saying, like, so many false prophets and false teachers and false leaders and, you know, and people just making up their own, you know, as they go. The pastors are making up their own thoughts and, you know, as they go along. But Jeremiah, he was a prophet. You know, he was called by God, the Bible said. He was called. You know, there are many that are called, but few are chosen. He was chosen by God. He was appointed by God. Some of these preachers and teachers and stuff today, they call themselves. It's a monopoly. It's a money game, you know, a way of making money. Oh, my God, I'm disturbed. I don't know about you, but you should be disturbed by what you're seeing in this nation, how we have changed. How America has changed. Morals gone down, values gone down. But God had called Jeremiah, the Bible says he had called Jeremiah a prophet to Israel, to the nations. Nations mean people. He had called Jeremiah, you know, to uproot and to tear down. And see, I feel like sometimes myself, I feel like Jeremiah, you know, because you be uprooting and tearing down. See, and when you uprooting, you bringing things to people light, you know, things that are hidden, you know, you're trying to hide. You know, God used Jeremiah to bring it up, to root it up, uproot it. And tear down, destroy things that's not right. These leaders are leading you wrong. They are after your money. They playing games with your soul. They changing the gospel of Jesus Christ to their own words, saying God's doing something new. No, he's not. It's not true. God's word remains the same. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, y'all. Come on, pick up your Bible. He don't want you to pick up your Bible. He don't want you to read God's word. But see, God used Jeremiah to uproot and to tear down and to plant. When you plant something, then plant good seed into people. It was, you know, a parable. You know, it's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. So what he would do was he would plant. And that's what we're trying to do here at the Red Church. We're trying to plant inside of you good things. The gospel, the good news, the word of God. So when the enemy is talking to your mind like he's trying to talk to mine right now, you know, he don't want me to get this word out. And see, the reason why I don't want to get the word out, because see, there are principalities and powers in the air. The devil uses the airway to try to distract you. That's why you see all this stuff on Facebook. That's principalities in the air. Airway, the radio, things you hear, you know, computers and and iPads and, you know, all these things that man made. And God gave them wisdom. They didn't make it. They couldn't do these things on their own. It's God that made us and not we ourselves. We got to get back to our maker. Well, anyway, I was saying Jeremiah was to uproot and to tear down and to plant and then to build. To build people up in the faith and, you know, in God. You know, so he was a prophet. And, you know, and he was hated. Just like, I know I'm hated. People don't want to hear me. Sometimes your own family don't want to hear you. But what do I got to do? I got to keep on working for the Lord. Doing what he called me to do. You know? Yeah, sometimes you know, your family members and stuff. You say, well, she always different. She don't come around and stuff. Oh, my God. I got to stay in the presence of the Lord where I can hear from him so that I can help you. He said, come out from amongst them. We ain't to be a part of the world like some of these pastors and stuff, worldly. We're supposed to be different. He said, if you're loving the world, the love of the Father is not in you. If you love in the world and want to be around the world and do what the world doing, partying, drinking, smoking, and, you know, sexing it up and just all these things, you know, and then the word of God said that love of the Father is not in you. Oh, my God. Yeah. So Jeremiah, he was the one, Israel, warned them, you know, of what God and told them to do. He wanted them to get back to their covenant that they had made with him. A lot of us have made vows to God. Lord, if you help me get out of this, Lord, I'm going to serve you the rest of my life. Some of us have been so sick. We said, Lord, if you heal my body, I'll run on and serve you. As soon as you heal your body, you go right back to doing the same old thing. If you were drinking, start back to drink. Start back to smoking. Start back to doing the same old routine you were doing before you gave your life to the Lord. Come on now. But God has always been faithful to you. You know, he's never promised you and then didn't do it. Man may promise you some things, but God don't promise you and not do it. Even some things, you know, is his permissive will when he allowed things to happen because you wanted it, because you have free will. But we can't blame God for things that you ordered. What he ordered, he'll pay for. What you order, you pay for. But he said he'll let you get things because of you wanting it, but he permitted. That's a permissive will. Now, the perfect will is when we do what God would have us to do. His perfect will. When we got our hands in it. When we got our hands in it. When we're saying, Lord, you take control. You take, you know, like driving a car. You take control of the wheel, Lord. You lead and guide my life. So God had used Jeremiah, you know, to go and warn the people. Said, look, y'all don't forget what y'all promised God. Now y'all going back to adultery, you know, and just doing all the things that is not pleasing to God. And these are your consequences for your own action. Things that you choose. But, you know, we got a lot of people, they mad with God. I mean, people talking about church hurt. You're not been hurt in the church. You've been hurting your job, but you're still working there. Come on, y'all. Anything the devil can use to take you away, to distract you, to take you away from the presence of the Lord, to take you away from drawing close to God, to take you away from praying and seeking God and praising and worshiping our Creator. He's the potter and we're the clay. I'm sorry, Sorry to tell you, it ain't the Potter's house in Dallas. Jesus is the Potter. We're the clay. He makes us and he molds us and he shapes us into what he would have us to be. And I'm telling you, but you know, these leaders have been leading people away and astray for years. For years. Because T.D. Jakes had a series called Shaping the Nation. I was like, when I first saw it, I was like, why is he talking about shaping the nation when he called himself the Potter's house? He think he the Potter. Shaping the nation? Only God can shape us. You know? I mean, that's what we want. Only God to shape us. Then the devil can shape you in his way. Because that's what we're seeing today, even after 20 years. This woman down loosed up and then supposed to have been back to the Bible. But instead of back to the Bible, the devil was using reverse psychology and taking you away from the Bible instead of back to the Bible. Even when he had a series of a spell breaker. No, it was spell casting. The Bible said, O foolish Galatian, who has bewitched you? That means a person has to bewitch you, have to trick you, have to con you, have to take you away from the word of God in order for you to be deceived. And then saying there are many ways God knows, Jesus is the only way. Oh, I ain't got no new word for you. I'm going to keep on telling you the same word until you get it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we just got to keep on doing what God has called us to do and to sign our hands to do. Before time is too late, the Bible said work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. So as I said, Jeremiah was an Israelite priest, a prophet, you know, that was called to warn Israel about breaking their covenant with God. And we here at the Ready Church, we are here to warn you about breaking your covenant to God. You know, that's what people are doing today. They have broken their covenant with God. These prophets and priests ain't warning nobody of sin. They warn you of sin. That's what being born again is all about. You were born in sin and need to be born again. That means you need to accept Christ in your heart, in your life. But will you listen is the question. Will you listen? He will save your life. Jesus will save your life. And the devil knows that. That's why he don't want you to believe in God. He don't want you to believe. He wants you to keep being a non-believer, as these false prophets saying. You ain't even got to believe now. You know, like Billy Graham and T.D. Jakes and them. You ain't got to believe. You ain't got to believe. How can you receive except you believe? I mean, I can't even give you a gift if you don't receive it. I got a gift in my hand and I'm trying to put it in your hand and you saying, I don't believe this. I don't believe. It's a gift. I'm trying to give you a gift. You won't receive it if you don't believe it. Then I got a gift for you. Oh my God, but that's what these false prophets is doing. They deceiving you. Making you think that God ain't real. Making you think that, you know, once you leave here, it's over. Once you die, it's over. That ain't what the Bible said. The Bible says that it's appointed unto man once to die, and then what? Judgment. We got to stand before God and give an account, y'all. Don't listen to these false prophets that's trying to set you up. Yeah, for the flames of fire. That's what they're trying to set you up for. The devil is using these false prophets to deceive you. The Bible said in Matthew 24:4, said many, not a few, y'all. Come on. Why? Because you're rejecting God's truth, his word. You don't want to search and find the scriptures for yourself and see if it be true what we're saying to you. Jeremiah was rebuking them. You know? He was rebuking them. And people don't want to be rebuked. People just want to have it their way. But your way is not the right way. God's way is the best way. God's way is the best way for you and for me. No other way. Buddha, Muhammad, Islam, Hare Krishna, snake worshiper, whatever. None of them is the way. Jesus is the way. And God used Jeremiah to warn Israel. You know, to warn them that Babylon was going to come in and take them down. The Babylon spirit. And that's what the Babylonian spirit is, what we see today, y'all. The devil's just trying to throw stuff in the atmosphere. Trying to cross me up, but the devil is a liar. Yeah, Babylon, you know, was they served pagan gods. They was doing occult practices and witchcraft and black magic and astrology and all those things that God called abomination. And he was trying to warn them through Jeremiah to get back in line. God warns us to get back in line. He rebukes us to get back in line. That's like you do your child. When your children do things that's, you know, not right, you correct them. And God is trying to correct this church. And he was using Jeremiah to try to correct this church. God was using Jeremiah to bring in the set in reality to people. And that's what we're trying to do here at the Randy Trey Church. God told Jeremiah, said, look, get all together up all your sermons, all your notes that you had for over 20 years. Gather them up and go back over. And you know what? And that's what I've been doing. I told one of the sisters at church, I said, you know, God had me to go back. Even with Charisma Magazine, I had an article under my bed. I got a lot of articles and notes and stuff under my bed that I had for years. And the Lord had me to go back into them notes, you know. And a lot of this stuff is happening right now. You know, taking place right now. But he was reminding Jeremiah, you know, to gather up all the things that he had said to him. And like I said, he was saying to me with the Charisma Magazine in 1999, it said witchcraft was coming to America. This filled up with witchcraft, y'all. These pastors and preachers and teachers are working on the witchcraft for the Antichrist to take you away from Christ, to get your mind off of Christ and get your mind on yourself with this money coming stuff. Money coming to you now. No, Jesus is coming to you soon. And you got to realize that you're just dust on duty. Dirt on duty. He formed us. He created us out of dirt. Of the dust of the earth. Oh, yes. We got to get back. Oh, my God. Get back to the mission. And I was saying, that article, Critical Charisma Magazine, you probably can look it up. You know, in 1999, you know, witchcraft. That's all you see. People going to the psychics, asking them, you know, what's going to happen in my future. Instead of going to the Word of God, you ain't doing that but opening yourself up to more demonic spirits. These people are talking to themselves, you know. Oh my God, talking like they're talking to God. It's the God with the little G. Anything that you place before the true and living God can be a God. Your house can be a God. Your car can be a God. Anything. Your children can be a God. Anything you put before God. Anything that you love more than God is a God. Just like these people with their money. Oh, money is their God, then I got to focus off of the word of God into prosperity. That was another trick that the devil used to come in the house of God through TBN with T.D. Jakes and them up there, you know, talking about plant your seed. If you don't plant your seed, you ain't gonna get no harvest. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. You can get a house, you can get a car, you can get a, you know, clothes and all this stuff that the enemy want to offer to you. But these people making deals with the devil, sacrificing loved ones, and, you know, for record deals. And a lot of them, when they making these record deals, they dying themselves. Dying out. Because, you know, sold your soul to the devil. Young people, 20, 25, still young. Oh, my God. All for a record deal. A record that you put on your wall, you know, and trophies to put on a mantle that don't talk, don't do nothing. The Bible speaks all this stuff. These are gods. The people make it out of stone and wood and metal and all. These are gods. Anything you worship, you put before God is a god. Come on, y'all. And Jeremiah, God was using Jeremiah to shake them up, to try to remind people what they had promised to God. We make promises. Come on, y'all. You know that these prophets and preachers and teachers are not preaching the word of God. They're not preaching the truth. They cussing and they, oh my God, every day you see this stuff, and it's just getting more and more and more. As the Bible says, Satan wants to weaken the nation. In Isaiah, he's weakening the nation. When you weaken things, it dilutes it. You know, you don't love God like you used to. You don't praise God like you used to. You don't honor him like you used to. You don't, you know, pray and seek his face like you used to. He's weakening you. Satan is weakening you. You know? And he's using these prophets, these false prophets. Like there was a prophet in the Bible, Pashur, was a chief leader in the house of the Lord. And would not listen to the sound, the trumpet that was blowing. Jeremiah was blowing the trumpet. I'm trying to blow the trumpet to you. Sound the alarm that Jesus is coming. And Pashur, he's the one that slapped Jeremiah in the face and threw him in jail. Oh, you be hated for his name's sake. People do mean evil things to you. I mean, Jeremiah, he got so tired, he didn't even want to say anything. I ain't going to say nothing else. But see, when we are called by God, and even though we get frustrated and, you know, and the enemy be trying to come up against you, and you feel like you just ain't no good, you know, to say anything about Jesus or try to warn people about God, you feel like giving up, but you can't give up because of God on the inside. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change has come in my life. Where I once was blind, but now I see. And Jeremiah, I mean, he was just so overwhelmed with, you know, trying to tell people and warn people about God. And they were talking about, oh, look at Jeremiah, he preaching doom and gloom. You know? Gloom and doom, you know? And just like I'm telling you that, you know, hell is real and heaven is real, that's what Jeremiah was telling them, you know, to come on. Get back to where you were in the Lord. That's what he was trying to warn them. They didn't want to hear that. They didn't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear you, Jeremiah. That's why they want to throw him in jail. You be hated for his name's sake. Sometimes you have war against your spouse, or war against, you know, your children. War, you know, when you give your life to the Lord, oh my God, He didn't say it was going to be easy. Because, you know, your house divided against itself won't stand. You trying to serve the Lord and they serving the devil, and it's constant battle. You loving Jesus and they loving the devil. You want to worship God and they want to worship the devil. You playing gospel music and they playing blues. You playing, you know, you singing songs about Jesus and they sing songs to the devil and they flesh and, oh, you know, get it on and, you know, and oh my God. And loving myself and, oh, self-love and, you know, selfie pictures and, oh my God, people just taking pictures left and right. I'm telling you, just worshiping your flesh. Ain't pleased at it. But there was another thing. I just read an article with a young lady, I think. She went in for one of buttock surgery. And the doctor, I think he had did like 11 surgeries all in that one day. And the young lady died. You know, we getting things taken out and put in. And, oh, we just not satisfied. And, you know, and, oh, you know, we losing weight and losing our mind. Because now you just so pretty and just so, oh, it's just all about me. And, oh, my God, flesh is just a mess. And ain't nothing good in your flesh. The Bible says there's no good thing in your flesh. Your flesh can't praise the Lord. Because, see, your flesh is a mess. Your flesh want to serve flesh. You know, but you be carnal minded, you know, when you serve your flesh. But you're spiritually minded when you get in the Word of God and you want to serve God and live for God and worship God and get on the right side. You know, like Elijah said, oh, if you're on the Lord's side, stand up and be counted. If you're on the Lord's side, stand up for him. Stand up for what's right. These preachers talking about God doing a new thing. And even Jake's talking about it ain't enough just to preach the gospel. You're going to need more than that. I said, oh, my God. I mean, he was saying this stuff years ago. You know, saying that there are many ways to God when the Bible said Jesus is the only way. Oh, they was poisoning you all the time. And he even said himself, said the secret was in the sauce. Secret in the sauce, y'all. Y'all eating the sauce and didn't know what was in it. That's what he's saying. The secret was in the sauce all the time. That's what he said. So it was witchcraft. You know, he was manipulating and domination. That's witchcraft. Rebellion against God is witchcraft. Taking you away from God is witchcraft. Oh, my God. Who has bewitched you, oh foolish Galatian? That's what the Bible said. Oh, foolish Galatian. Who? It takes a person. It took T.D. Jakes 20 years with that woman to lose stuff. Now look at women. Don't have no respect. Oh, my God. You go on some of them Facebook and Instagram, and these people are practically, I mean, just porn, open porn. So now we got open gun laws, and I don't know if any of y'all heard about the Purge, but one young lady at the church, she used to work in a movie theater, and she came and told the church, oh my God, the Purge, and that's what they're using that now. The government and stuff, they be telling you all the time what they're going to do. Through movies, even 9/11, even before the towers went down, in different movies and stuff, they were telling you. You go back and look. Years. It took years. They've been trying to get this one world order together for years. And it's only because, see, we're getting down to the wire and the Antichrist is about to come on the scene. Oh, yeah. That's why people losing their jobs and, you know, losing their homes. And, oh, you can't even, I mean, it's dictatorship everywhere. They putting up all these, building all these storage bins and stuff. Ain't that much storage to be building all these storage bins. These storages all around. The storage on one corner, you go down another corner. All these storages, they ain't for furniture and stuff. They for people. Martial law. Everything, I'm telling you, everything is getting prepared. Everything getting prepared, trying to get everything on one umbrella. one system. Even on people's job, everything is coming together. One system where you used to do it, different ways. Now they put it all together. One world system. Everything come under one world dictatorship. Even in your communities, they got home associations and stuff like that. You can't do this and you can't do that. It's supposed to be your home. You paying for it. And it's like the home association. They run your house. Like you're a landlord. They taking people's homes. Oh my God. Y'all ain't paying attention to the things that are taking place around you. Hospitals and stuff. Oh my God, you can't even trust the doctors. Oh my God, people taking all these shots. That came from over in China. It hadn't even been researched or anything. Oh my God, it's just like somebody just coming to you like Jim Jones, just giving you a jar of Kool-Aid and you just drinking it. Don't know what's in it. You know? Come on, y'all. Oh, I just get so disturbed when I think and see all the stuff that's happening right in your face. Right in your face. Everything changing. Oh, yeah. Everything. Stores going down, like I said. You know? Grocery stores. Some grocery stores you go in, they tell you got to have your own bag. What in the world? And then the devil's using things. You're going to... I think they say you go in Walmart, which I don't go in. You know, but people going in Walmart and getting arrested because they got those check. You got checkout lines, and you check your stuff on your own. And when it don't go through, or and even when it do go through, they accusing you of stealing. Oh my God, it's a time like never before. The Bible saying the last time and the last day. You know, that all these things will be taking place. Wars and rumors of wars. You know? Chaos and confusion. That's what we're seeing. Chaos and confusion. All over the scope. You seeing it? Oh, my God. We got to blow the trumpet in Zion. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to blow the trumpet in Zion. I'm not blowing no flute. I'm trying to blow a trumpet. A trumpet is loud. We try to get your attention. A flute, you ain't even hear that. You know, holler, you ain't hear that. But when somebody blow a trumpet, oh my God, it's for you to wake up or waken out of your slumber, waking out of your sleep. Jesus is coming soon. And we need to get ready. You don't know what death is. People need to stop playing games. Game time is over. The devil's using these leaders to destroy you. The Bible said, redeem the time for the days of evil. Make good use of your time. You can't get time back, y'all. None of us can turn back the hands of time. You know, some people say, I just wish I could just do things over. No. And the devil's using reincarnation. You know, making people think, I'm just going to forget like they living a new life. Like Juanita Balance, she Juanita number two. Oh, my God. The mind. It's a powerful thing to make you think, like you never been married before. She put on a wedding dress and a sword. Come on, Juanita number two. The man married to herself. Where in the world is that in the Bible? Reincarnation, trying to act like you never been married before. You just take it out of your mind. Some people, you know, the devil's using that. They leaving their families, acting like, you know, they don't have no mama, no sister, brother no more. You know, it's like, and just going with their life. Like they got a new life. I'm doing things over now. You know, like they died and came back. Even with that, you look on YouTube, they got T.D. Jakes and Donna McClurton and C.C. Winer and all them in coffins. like they died, and now they knew, and I guess in the new world order, now they doing what, you know? I mean, this stuff is dangerous. Yeah, actually, got them headed up there. Bishop T.D. Jakes dead. You know, and a lot of the singers and, you know, and actors, and I think they had Gladys Knight and all them in coffins, like they died, and now they've been walking new now, you know, rising from the ashes. Oh my God. Y'all not paying attention. Even with Bones and Skulls, when Bush had all the young people, everybody wearing Bones and Skulls, even before this COVID came out. Bones and Skulls. People walking around with Bones and Skull hats and Bones and Skull shoes and Bones and Skull belts and, oh my God, and pants and skirts and everything had Bones and Skulls, which represents death. Oh my God. Oh my God. This nation. Yeah, and basically saying, and died to praying. Took prayer out of school. One woman, just like one man, Jakes. Got these women loose now. One man and one woman. One woman took out prayer, and one man took out the commandments. And now T.D. Jakes with the woman that are loose, and women just loose everywhere. They done lost weight and lost their mind. People just all about themselves. Flesh. No good thing in your flesh. Flesh and money. Money coming to you now. George Thompson. Money coming to you now. Just had people got in mind offering Jesus is coming. We were looking towards Jesus and looking for him to come. But put him down and start pointing to yourself. Money coming to me now. You talking about bought him a $16,000 dog. Juanita Bynum said she bought a pen, a $5,000 ink pen, that all they do is write. That stuff, that was just crazy, y'all. She's standing all in the pulpit with a dog. Oh, my God, preaching with a dog. I mean, it's just been so much mess leading up to where we are right now that people were not paying attention. Yeah. Kimberia all in the bed at night, a lingerie. Oh, my God. And saying she going to do whatever it take to get to where she want to go. Oh, my God. And we see it. Didn't take you far. But these people need to repent. Signing your name in blood. And causing your children to pass through the fire. Ministers turning their ministries over to their sons and daughters like Jakes, and all these people turning their ministries over to their sons and daughters that ain't even saved either, just like you, passing through the fire, bringing nothing but chaos and confusion. And God say, I'm not the author of confusion. So if he's not the author of confusion, guess who he is? Satan is. And he come to kill, steal, and destroy you. Well, I didn't know which way I was going to go. And it is now 12:35. So I'm going to sign off for right now. I'll probably come back. But anyway, I get stirred. And when I get stirred, I want to share what's on my heart. And hopefully I can reach somebody. To shaking you and awaken you out of your slumber, out of your sleep before time is too late. Jesus is soon to come. Don't you see it? Don't you see the signs all around about you? Hand signs. I mean, people tell me, well, that don't mean nothing. Hand sign don't mean nothing. Well, why people throw it up at you when you cut in front of them? When they can't say stuff out of their mouth, y'all using your hand. Hand signs. Talking about speak to the hand or talk to the hand and all that kind of stuff. Oh, my God. But it don't mean nothing. Oh, the devil got many tools that he used. We here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. To stir your heart and mind. We're praying for you. Praying for your family. Praying for your loved one. Praying for those that hate you without a cause. That they will give their life to Christ so they can know what love is all about. We were here today. People talking about, oh, well, God is a God of love, but he's a God of judgment too. Was that not judgment that came in Noah's day? And the flood came and washed those people away. Was it not judgment when Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt by turning and looking back? When God said, don't look back, keep going forward. She looked back because things were still in her that she didn't want to give up, just like some of y'all today. God telling you to go forward and you keep looking back. Looking back, you'll never get where you need to go, your destination in the front of you. Yes, your journey is in front of you, not behind you. Oh, my God. As I say, it's so much that I think of and I see, and I just want to help somebody. Lord, help my life make a difference to somebody. That you will read the word for yourself and get the word for yourself. I used to be a sinner. I did things. I drank, I smoked, and I did. Ran the street and partied, and, you know. But when Christ come in, he said, behold, all things become new. And I'm going to tell you, he is a keeper. Well, he been keeping me 48 years. I could not keep myself. But he said, I'll keep me in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. You got to keep your mind locked in on the word of God. Keep your mind in the word of God. Keep your mind on Jesus. Good time, bad time, any time. Keep your mind on him. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue be in my mouth. Even when situations, circumstances come, you know, in your life, and, you know, tragic situations and stuff, he said, I still will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. Even things you think you couldn't make it through. I've had so many situations, circumstances that took place in my life that I didn't feel like I could take it or make it. You know, lost my mom, lost my husband, lost my father, and a lot of more, you know, family members, you know, or your mama and your husband. Father, oh my God, it's just a totally different feeling. You know, can't explain it. But one thing for sure, when you get the word on the inside, you'll understand. I thank God that they were saved, knew the Lord. Oh my God, just to know that someone dies without Christ in your life. Oh my God. Oh my God. Now, that seems to be the sad one to me. But when you die in the Lord, it says, blessed. You're blessed if you die in the Lord. Oh, yes. So we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. Just want to make a difference. Will you listen? The question is, will you listen? It's not your brother, not your father, not your sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer, standing in need of deliverance, personal journey for a personal place called heaven. Anybody want to go? Anybody want to go to heaven? Yes. Anybody want to go to heaven? Yes. I pray that your answer will be yes. So I'm saying my answer will be yes, Lord. Yes. I pray that your answer will be yes on tonight. I pray that you would let Christ come into your heart and your life and he'll stir your mind. Things that you don't understand, the Bible says you understand it better by and by. Oh, yes. And in the midst of everything you've been through, everything, you know, that you've had to face, God still kept you. He's still keeping you. God's kept me, and He's keeping you. Awaken out of your slumber and sleep so that you can help somebody else to wake up. Come on. Shake them and awake them. Say, come on, wake up before time is too late. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. God bless you. We here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. Lord, we pray for every listener that you deal with their hearts, deal with their mind. Oh, God, shaking and awakening them before time. It's too late, God. Draw them to you, oh, God. The Bible says no man cometh unto the Father except the Spirit draweth them. Oh, Holy Spirit, draw them to you. Get them a mind to want to serve you, a mind to want to live right, a righteous life in Christ. Those that are bound up in sickness in your body, we pray for deliverance. He said, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. We speak Exodus 15 and 26. We speak Jeremiah 30 and 17. We speak every healing scripture in the word of God to your life, to your body, soul. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Ready, church. Be ready.
How can I repay the love you've shown to me when you gave your son on Calvary's hill that I might be set free? Mere words could not be express my gratitude, so I give myself as an offering to you. All of me, Jesus, take all of me. I'm holding nothing back. I give myself to although I may not know just what the future holds, I ask you to take all of me. When this life is through and I stand before you, that seemed important, they won't matter anymore. So mold me with your hands into a vessel you can use for your service, Lord, that my life might count for you. Nothing back. I give myself to thee. Although I may not know just what the future holds, I ask you to take all of me. Thank you. peace.